Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchSMBStorage.com, and I'm here today with Ashish Nadkarni, principal with Glasshouse Technologies, and we're going to be talking about Cloud NAS. How's it going, Ashish?
Great. How are you, Andrew?
I'm doing real good. First off, what is Cloud NAS and how's it work?
So Cloud NAS is a subset of cloud storage, as it's called in today's world, or in other words, storage as a service. It really is, it's if you think about NAS, which is network attached storage, and you most people, when they think about NAS, they think about a storage device in their data center or in their office somewhere. If you take that device and you move it far, far away somewhere where you don't know the location, and you access it over the internet using a software module, if you will, on the host itself, then essentially what it is that you are taking the functionality of your NAS device and you're moving it into the cloud, which is in a virtual internet location, if you will, not knowing where it is, and you're just accessing it as if it were local. So that really is Cloud NAS. It's really a kind of a spoof, if you will, on the server to think that it's accessing something locally, but really it is over the internet or over a dedicated long-distance network connection.
Okay, and what are the benefits of doing this?
So one of the key benefits of Cloud NAS is that many times you are stuck with a location, and if something goes wrong with that location, then your services are essentially down. So if you have a critical file-serving requirement being served out of an office space, and you're out somewhere traveling and you need to access it, but, oh, the router in your office went down and you need to get some critical files from somewhere, then, you're not going to get that kind of availability from your office. But if you now move it into the cloud, the whole purpose of a cloud is it's virtually available, but it's always available, regardless of where it's being served from. So the key benefit there is you can access your data from anywhere without a restriction around, the physical location of the data.
Okay, and what do you see as the drawbacks?
So the main drawback of Cloud NAS is that it is as fast or as slow as the network connection you're accessing it over. So if you're on a dial-up connection and you're trying to access this data, then, it's going to be very slow. Or for that matter, if you are on a slow link to your to the internet, then the access is going to be slow. So the big drawback is you shouldn't be using Cloud NAS for large files or large chunks of data. It should be used only as a it should be used either for a small subset of data or for specialized applications such as backup. Because latency can be a big issue in, it's like, for example, if you try to open up a Word document or an Excel document over the internet and you're looking at 200 or 300 milliseconds of latency, you're not going to be able to really work in that way, right? So you need to have a local copy to work on, and then you can just save it over the network as a backup.
Okay, great. Can you outline some of the vendors right now that are offering Cloud NAS products?
Sure. So one vendor comes to mind, and the name is Nirvanix. They're actually calling their product Cloud NAS or something like that. But they're, and I think Incentra is another vendor which is also into these cloud storage services. And basically the way they work is exactly like I described before. They provide some kind of an API or a software module, if you will, that you install on your servers that then talks to their storage in their data center. But locally, you see it as a drive letter. So it's essentially like a network drive that you have, except behind the scenes, the data is actually being copied over to a remote location.
Okay, cool. There's just another question I had related to that. Do you think this is, we hear a lot about, unstructured data, like growing out of control and... Mm-hmm. Do you think this is like an area that we may see some growth, other vendors sort of getting into the game?
I would expect every storage vendor to get into it eventually in some shape or form. The reason for that is because there is an excess there's a glut of storage out there, and the consumption requirements for storage are only growing. So unless somebody comes up with some miraculous way of shrinking your data, there is really no way that people are going to stop consuming more and more storage. So this is a huge way for companies to charge per a fixed fee per gigabyte or something, and make a whole lot of money just by providing storage as a service. It comes especially handy to companies who don't want to buy or their own storage environment, or cannot afford their own storage environment, and want to simply subscribe to storage as a and pay a fixed fee for it.
Okay. And so on the flip side of that, what kind of a company, or an organization is this just absolutely not going to work for?
So the key thing to keep in mind with Cloud NAS is that you cannot use it as a primary copy of your data. And the reason for that is because of the latency that I just mentioned. So most organizations, at least today, and this will change as the technology improves and such, but at least today, the latency requirements for Cloud NAS, or the latency capabilities of Cloud NAS, are simply so high that that if you try and use it as a primary copy of your data, then customers or companies are going to be very dissatisfied with the product. So companies should use Cloud NAS as a location for storing tertiary copies of their data. And what I mean by tertiary copies is that it is actually a copy that either needs to be archived or can be stored in such a way that if for some reason you want to access it, you are not going to depend on the speed as the primary mechanism to access it.
Okay, great. Well, that's it for me today. Ashish, thanks a lot for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you, Andrew. It was a pleasure having you.
Okay, and for more information about NAS, Cloud NAS, and other storage topics for small to mid-sized businesses, please visit searchsmbstorage.com.